Lake Effect continues on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Bonnie North.
Turn this leg in again. Now we're going to retest. Okay. So we're going to go back into that position again. Bring the leg out again and then relax there. Don't let me push you in. Ready? Hold. There we go. So see how you can fire it better?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's very subtle.
That's Emily Yenner working on Lake Effect's Audrey Nowakowski with a method called Muscle Activation Technique, or MAT. Yenner has been a physical therapist for the past 20 years, and for the first 10 of those, she'd used the traditional methods like ultrasound, deep tissue stretching, and others to release muscle tightness in her clients. But she felt frustrated that most of the techniques were not getting to the root of the issues that clients were having with their movement. Yenner became Wisconsin's first female MAT certified specialist in 2010, and she hasn't looked back. For this month's Fit for You, Audrey Nowakowski went to see Yenner to find out more.
Emily Yenner, welcome to Lake Effect Remote from your office. Thanks for having me in today.
Thank you for coming in. It's great to have you here.
So we're here talking about muscle activation technique, or MAT, but before we get into the intricacies of this, what is the main function of our muscles? We don't think of them too much outside of they're here. Sometimes they hurt. Use them to move every day. So what's the nitty-gritty of the muscles?
Sure. So I always tell my clients there's three main functions that our muscles serve. They help to align our skeleton. They help to move us from place to place. And then they also serve as a pump for our lymphatic fluid.
With muscles aligning our skeleton, creating movement, stopping and controlling movement, what is muscle tightness often a symptom of?
Sure. Muscle tightness is usually a sign that there is a muscular weakness someplace in the body. So a lot of people are so focused on the tightness, but they don't feel that there's actually a weakness at the root of that. So many traditional therapies are working toward reducing tightness with either stretching or soft tissue massage or deep tissue massage, or rolling on balls and foam rollers and all sorts of things to loosen the tightness. But usually the weakness that's underlying the tightness is really the problem, not the tightness itself.
And is the weakness in the muscle that's tight, or are we kind of viewing that differently too?
That's a great question. Sometimes it is, and sometimes it's someplace else in the system, not even close to where your muscle is tight. So if your muscle is tight in your hamstring, it might be that some of your core muscles are actually weak, and then your body is trying to stabilize itself and uses that tight hamstring to stabilize you and hold you up or help you move in a way that your core is not functioning properly to do so itself.
So in the past, what are the traditional treatments for muscular imbalances?
Sure. So I've been a physical therapist for 20 years, and the first 10 years before I was introduced to MAT, I would locate tightness in the muscular system from head to toe, wherever, or usually when my clients were coming to see me, it was for one part at a time. So I would find tightness, I would dig around on it with my thumbs and elbows and anything I could to try to release the tightness. Sometimes I would use ultrasound or electrical stimulation to calm things down, get circulation flowing. I would often teach stretches and ways to elongate those areas of tightness to release it. And then I would do some general strengthening for core posture, depending on what part of the body was affected, but never really address the weakness right away in the treatments. So that's what I did as a traditional therapist.
And obviously, I mean, I don't want to say it's simplistic because our bodies are not simple, but do you think the way of treating with physical therapy, and you know, we always think we need to stretch our muscles, we need to roll and release them. Is that too much of a large brush to paint over what's happening with our bodies?
Well, I think as time goes on and more techniques are explored to help people feel better and move better, we sometimes get stuck in old ways of thinking. And so as our thought processes evolve over time and as working with the body, as so many people are doing, and they're doing research and development to figure out what is the best way to affect positive change in the body, we're realizing that stretching might not be as wonderful as we once thought that it was, or that digging on a tight muscle to release it only really gives us short-term relief. So I think, again, just as our understanding of how the body works and what treatments work effectively for the body evolves, so too are our thought processes on what else are we trying to do to make the system more efficient.
So that leads perfectly into what we're here to talk about today, Matt. So what is it? How did this technique come about? And how did you come into now practicing it as a background as a physical therapist?
Sure. So MAT is muscle activation techniques, and it was it's a biomechanical, very systematic process that is designed to identify and then also treat muscular weakness at the root of injuries, impeded performance, and compromised healing. So it was developed by a gentleman named Greg Roscoff, who is now the Denver Broncos biomechanics consultant. So he was working with a lot of professional athletes trying to get them back on the court and back on the field, and so was introduced to muscle testing through his training, and was really figuring out how to best help these athletes get on the field and court as quickly as he could. And he was having such great results that people in the rehab community were asking, what are you using? What are you doing? Can we learn this too? So he developed a training program, and that also has evolved quite a bit over the last 20 years or so that it's been implemented. So I had been a physical therapist for about 10 years, and I was frustrated by the lack of progress that I felt like I was making with my clients. I felt like the treating the tightness, digging in on these tight muscles, trying to stretch these tight muscles, it really wasn't getting to the root of things. So when I heard about MAT from some friends that were there, that were studying it, I thought, this is what I thought I was supposed to learn in physical therapy school and never did. And Marquette was a wonderful school. It was a great foundation, but we just don't have the time or the know-how to go into the specifics like they do with MAT. So I was just almost hooked immediately with the concept and the ease of the techniques, and so got certified in 2010 and never looked back.
Now, it seems to be not very common here yet, though,
Correct. Right, correct. So yeah, I was the second physical therapist who got certified. There are still a handful of the original MAT crew here in town, but now I'm the only physical therapist that's practicing this, I believe, in Wisconsin. And there are some other females now, but I was the first female, so that's kind of exciting. But yeah, the community is growing, which is great. I think the more people we can help educate about this process even being available, and even being available to learn for a professional, I think it's great that the word is getting out. So, but it is still a relatively small community.
And is it a requirement that you already need to be a PT professional?
No, not at all. In fact, most of the practitioners come from an exercise background. So they're either personal trainers, strength and conditioning coaches, exercise physiologists. There was a gentleman in my internship who was approaching retirement, and he had been in car sales and was looking to do something totally different. So you don't have to have a background in medical field or wellness field. I think it is easier for those of us who've already been introduced to the muscular system and the anatomy and the inner workings of the body, but it is not a requirement to have a medical background.
So with our muscles, we can see versus diagrams that we've learned in school, our connections to our skeleton and things, but how does muscular imbalance affect our joints? And do you find that joints are often an afterthought because we're focused on the physical pain of our muscles being sore or tight?
Sure. So our joints are basically just interspaces between bones, and our bones are, from a physics standpoint, they're basically serving as levers for our muscles to attach to and move us through the world. So when a muscle is firing appropriately, the pressures and the motions happening at a joint are most efficient. When muscles start to break down, there could be different pressures at the joint when you start, and then it starts to lead to bone-on-bone movement. We have all sorts of different sensory receptors in our body, though. So sometimes the feeling of having a muscle tight versus the feeling of a joint receptor being aware of some sort of icky position or forces at the actual joint itself, those kind of sensations are maybe a little bit different. So I think a lot of us do have an awareness of what our muscles feel like when they're achy, especially if you work out, you'll have that after workout soreness. But a joint dysfunction and a joint pain usually is a little sharper, and it's a little more uncomfortable and limiting of our motions. However, it's the muscles that are at the root of the joint even being able to move in the first place. So I don't know if that fully answers the question, but okay. Yeah.
And another component of MAT that I feel isn't covered as much in physical therapy, unless you're using electric therapy, ultrasound, things like that, but the communication between the nervous system and the muscle pain, and as you were walking me through some of the exercises, just the extra brain power it took to control and move those smaller muscles. So how does that play into everything here?
Sure. So it's kind of funny because here in my office, I have some different charts. I have the skeletal system listed. I have the nervous system. I have the muscular system, but we're all one system. We compartmentalize things for learning purposes, but basically to keep it simple here, the brain communicates with our entire body through the nervous system. The signals are sent down into our spinal cord, into our nerves, and then into the muscle fibers. And then if you want to move from place to place, your brain tells your muscles to contract in a very orchestrated, specific way so that you can move efficiently and gracefully and you're not flailing all over the place. So our nervous system is it's almost like a computer. And so your computer programs are set up even, you know, and you develop them and they get more ingrained as you grow and develop. So our nervous system is always at the root of muscle function. So we can tap into that nervous system and kind of reboot it, if you will, with certain hands-on techniques and exercise positions and activities to help the body relearn how to move. So it really is a great way. MAT is a great way to build that brain and body connection.
Now, you came upon MAT as an additional education for your personal practice in physical therapy, but I understand you also needed it at one point in your life. So how did that, as a practitioner and then needing treatment and finding this new technique, how did that change things for you?
Well, it was a total life changer for sure. So I had already started studying MAT and then was taking the internship, but it was early on in the internship. And then I was involved in a rollover car accident exactly 10 years ago, actually. But so when I went through physical therapy, this was the first time in my life I had ever had to go through physical therapy, and I had already been a PT myself for 10 years. The gentleman who I saw was the first physical therapist in Wisconsin to become certified with MAT, and he took me through 12 sessions of MAT, you know, as a physical therapy modality. And within I had some neck and shoulder issues, and so within the 12 sessions that I had seen him, I felt even better than I had prior to the accident. So it was just a great confirmation that this is what I'm supposed to be doing to help other people. It was a really beautiful way to overcome my injuries. And then also now I know what it's like to be on the other side of the pain and dysfunction and then see it through with this particular modality. So I am a little biased, but but it worked for me amazingly. And I've seen it work for a lot of people much better, I have to say, than some of the traditional PT techniques that I had used prior to that. So it was a lifesaver for me, and it was a total career changer for me as well.
So are you focusing strictly on MAT versus PT now?
Yes, I pretty much do. Once you learn MAT, it's hard to go back to some of the traditional methods that I had been employing. So it's, okay.
Yeah. So one thing that is often a problem just in treating our own bodies, but we wait for things to hurt before things happen, or we need a doctor's note to get physical therapy, even though I feel like these kinds of things would be helpful for anybody at any point in their life. So this gap between the medical and exercise fields and wellness, you know, how can we shorten it? And would you like to see this kind of therapy become just a general practice for people to keep people moving well? And, you know, not necessarily preventative treatment, but it's that versus a reactive process.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, a lot of the work that I do is in educating my clients to understand that this is a process. I wish that I had the end-all be-all. I wish I could say that MAT was the end-all be-all when it comes to healing every single ailment. Our bodies are very complex, but when you have a muscle specialist and someone who gets to know the inner workings of your body from head to toe, it's so much easier when something does flare up, or if you do get a new issue, someone that already knows your body can then intervene and have a positive impact, as opposed to waiting until you're broken down. I mean, I'll see it both ways. You know, as a PT, a lot of people come to see me because they're in pain, because they've injured themselves. But my goal is to really help educate them that this can be a process that you can use to just keep yourself functioning well. But you're right. A lot of times we do wait until something is in crisis mode to actually get, well, here's the deal. We're all so busy that we wait until something is slapping us across the face to try to get our attention. Yes. That something needs to be dealt with now. So I choose to stay out of network with insurance. I know it's hard for some people to invest in their wellness and their preventative care, but because we don't have someone sitting behind a desk dictating how many sessions I get to see someone for or what body part I can work on, we get to choose how often we see each other as client and practitioner. And that is a very helpful part of this process too. I see people who have some acute issues going on, but then I also see people just on a regular basis. They'll come in every month or every couple of months just to kind of reboot their system. And I will say, I've never had a session where I didn't find something that I could enhance the function of when my clients are here.
With PT, often we're assigned a body part, an ailment. This is what we're being treated for. So with MAT, I feel like maybe it's a bigger approach than that. Like you said, everything's interconnected.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. And because it is such a systematic approach, we're able to tap into asking the body, kind of, for lack of a better way of saying it, ask the body where its priority is for treatment. So through range of motion testing, through muscle testing, we can really determine where is the best place to intervene and try to enhance the function of the muscular system. And in the traditional PT setting, I was sort of limited with how much of the body I could actually address and look at. Whereas with MAT, you're treated as a whole person. You're treated as a whole Audrey. I'm not just going to treat you part by part. Because it is a pretty systematic approach, we do kind of work on maybe one part at a time, but it's still with the whole system in mind.
Emily Yenner is a muscle activation technique certified specialist, and she is also a physical therapist. Lake Effect's Audrey Nowakowski visited her at 1212 Body Works out in Brookfield for this month's Fit for You segment. You can find out more about Matt and explore past fitness segments at wuwm.com.